What is up, guys? We're back with another week of Believe in TCU Football, where we're going to be previewing the TCU versus Kansas Jayhawks game this Saturday at Amanji Carter at 3 p.m. Let's go ahead and get right into it. I don't know what to do other than laugh. This is just, I really don't know what to say. Kansas is 2-8.
They are.
And we have absolutely, to my knowledge, zero scholarship quarterback and running backs that are eligible to play this Saturday.
What? Wait a minute. I missed that story.
Let's start off with that then.
All right, let's do it. Come on. Talk me through it.
Our injury report, JD, is brutal. In a press conference on Tuesday, we found out from Coach Kill that Max Duggan is obviously still hurt with a broken bone in his foot.
Right.
Chandler Morris is hurt from last week. He used the word banged up.
Banged up, okay.
Sam Jackson, who also went in last week against OSU, is also hurt, suffering from a shoulder injury. So there goes our scholarship quarterbacks.
Oh, no.
There we go. So, according to Coach Kill, Morris and Duggan have a chance to play, but we'll see how that goes. Going over to our running backs, Zach Evans is hurt.
Okay.
We know Kendre Miller is still hurt, and now Amari DiMercato is hurt. Yes.
Jeez.
So, to my knowledge, we have Amante Watkins.
Okay.
Who I believe, and a couple walk-ons, if I remember that correctly, that we might be putting in the game this Saturday.
Oh my goodness. Well.
That's what we're going into the game with this week.
Okay.
A whole arsenal, guys.
Shoosh. Wow. I didn't know any of that. I didn't see that news. So wow. Hopefully.
Can you come back? Can you play running back for us? I know you weren't, but like, can you?
Oh man. Yeah, I definitely will dress. They probably would never know anyway.
Yeah. No. They'd never know.
Yeah, they'd never know. I'll wear like number 35 or something.
Yeah. There you go.
Come up with a fake name, but yeah, that is interesting now that you say that, because Kansas just beat Texas, so they are still kind of on cloud nine. We don't have enough guys to play on offense, so I still have faith. I know we're gonna win. We're going to go ahead and claim that victory. But this just makes the playing field a little, like, lopsided a little bit, you know? I mean, I'm not sure how good Kansas is at 2-8. But, I mean, if we don't have either one of our two main guys at quarterback, like, that shrinks your play caller.
If you don't meet him, that
shrinks it. So I don't know. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting game to watch.
And you know, despite all that, TCU is still a 23-point favorite. Despite all that, you know, and maybe to our advantage with half of our offense just not being able to play. You know, just looking at the numbers, Kansas has allowed 44 points per game and about 500 yards per game. Defensively, looking at that, you know, from their defense, they do give up a lot of plays. So, you know, hopefully we can use that to our advantage. And even with some of the new guys coming in, we'll be able to squeak in a few touchdowns.
Yeah. Better get some stuff done.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping. Gosh, but yeah, like you said, coming off of a big win against Texas, and, you know, I'm sure it was just nothing against Kansas, but, you know, I'm sure it was just a fluke. You know, it's college football. It happens. So, I totally agree with you. I still have hopes, you know, that we're gonna win. I have hopes that we're gonna finish out the season at home, you know, with a win, because this is our
Right.
last home game.
Yeah, last one. Last one. Went
Crazy.
by in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely went by in a hurry. I agree with you. I think our chances to beat Kansas are higher than ever. Although we got new guys, although we have some new guys out there, some guys we hadn't seen all season. But I mean, you know, I think it's one of those situations where we're gonna see how many guys we have that can play. You know, not just the main guys. I mean, like depth. Like, you know, how many guys down the depth chart do we have that can actually play? Which, you know, it might make the game interesting. It might make it exciting for it to be the last home game. But you know, regardless on who plays or not, you know, this game is important because we're still 2 games away from being bowl eligible. So, no matter who gets in the game, walk on or scholarship guy, doesn't matter. You have to win the game. You have to win the game to at least get us 1 step closer to being bowl eligible. So, like I said, it'll be interesting to see who actually takes the field on Saturday. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see. But you know, banged up doesn't sound too bad. He's just, you know, just a little sore.
And that's what I'm saying too, you know, and
Yeah.
it would be, I hope, you know, that Chandler Morris can kind of pull it out and, you know, get out on the field. But, you know, the other side of me is like, I would much rather him be well prepared for Iowa State,
Yeah, most
you know?
definitely.
So, but, you know, obviously I know Coach Kill and the whole program will, they'll know what to do when the time comes. So, but yeah, definitely a lot of things riding on this game and, a lot of unknowns for this week, which I feel like this kind of, this is like a repeat of a few
Yes,
weeks ago. I
yes,
feel like this week is like
yes.
worse than 2 weeks ago.
Like, come on, bro. Like, nobody. Like we don't have any guys that are like can go. Come on, dog. Like, you know, it makes me wonder, like how hard was Oklahoma State to beat? Like, you know, I mean,
Their
jeez, it
defense
just
was tough, man. Come
yeah, most
on.
definitely. I will definitely say, when I played for TCU, Oklahoma State's defense was tough both years. We
Really?
lost my first year there. Absolutely. We lost in 16 at home. 17, we were able to beat them. But like they always have some bigger guys on defense. Like from the D line to the linebackers to even the secondary guys, like everybody had some nice size. So, you know, I don't doubt that you know they brought some power when we played them last week. So, but like you said, hopefully, you know, Chandler will be able to take the field and lead us to victory. As
Because
well
it,
as even go ahead, go ahead.
yeah. I mean, like, if worse comes to worse, especially against Baylor, I mean, as long as we have Chandler, I mean, like, our running backs, nothing against that, but I mean, like, we just didn't really use them against Baylor that much. It
No,
was a
no.
lot of our passing game. So, you know, I mean, as long as we have, I feel like a lot is just riding on what quarterback is going to be in,
Yeah.
because, you know, I mean, Chandler can throw a man, so, and he can connect with those receivers as he showed, you know, against Baylor. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I
Most
think a lot of
definitely.
it is riding on that for sure.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I agree with you, like, if our passing game is intact, we got a really good chance, you know. Running back, you know, people say it all the time, the running backs are interchangeable. Because I mean, don't get me wrong, like you have to be a stud to play running back, but there are games where a guy can go and do his job necessarily. It doesn't have to be player of the game, but you know, if we hand it to him, he needs to be able to get 5 yards or pick up a first down or stuff like that and just run hard. So you know, I'm not really concerned about the running back position necessarily. But like you said, with the quarterback position, like we got to be able to move the ball down the field, and that's going to take passing and running, maybe even some scrambling, you know, to get the job done. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting to see who takes the field. Like you.
Well, I think at that, you know, I think the quarterback position changes the energy on the team a lot too, because I mean,
Yeah.
they're the leader of the offense. And, you know, so changing that is definitely changed the momentum and probably changes the energy of, you know, the offense as a whole. So, you know, that's something big too. Somebody else would kind of have to step up and be like, all right, this is what we're doing. This is how it's going.
Yeah, most definitely. They're going to have to. Definitely going to have to. I mean, because, you know, to allude to what you just said about changing the energy, like, quarterbacks and receivers have to be on the same page, you know, and that takes reps, that takes practice, that takes, you know, trust, that takes so many different factors besides just throwing the ball to an open guy. Like, you know, it takes timing is a huge thing, right? Because the ball needs to be out in front, not behind, you know, and so a lot of that stuff will go into play. And I'm curious to see how they practice this week, you know, with whoever might be the guy. I'm not really sure. But whoever he is, you know, I hope that, you know, they've put in enough reps this week to finish out the week with a win. But like you said, it's going to be a tale to tell to see who's at Q and who can actually, you know, get the job done. I mean, who knows? We might even see Max come back. Yeah, I mean, we never really know. I'm not really sure how serious his injury is, but, you know, we might even see Max come back. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Just the wording of it, like you said, I mean, broken bone in your foot sounds a lot worse than banged up. So.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, maybe they're just being quiet about it. Who knows? But,
You know, that's a strategy, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Strategy too. It happens. Yeah. It's all a business at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, man. Gosh, man, that is so true. That's the truth. It's a business. Gotta keep everybody on their toes.
Well, I guess, you know, moving on to the offense of Kansas, I guess we can touch on that a little bit. You know, this entire season, they've been, what's the word, I guess, just trying to feel out their quarterback, it seems like. It doesn't really seem like they've had one quarterback who, you know, has kind of done it for them. So, and who knows, maybe after this past week against Texas, gosh, I forget the name now. Oh, Jalen Daniels. Maybe they have settled on him. But I guess we'll see.
Maybe.
That'll be interesting, too, for who they're going to start as their quarterback, too, because, you know, all season they've just kind of been figuring it out. You know, it seems like their running back seems to have a lot of talent. You know, just looking at numbers, he has the exact same amount of yards as Zach Evans. So 648 yards on 144 carries and 7 touchdowns. So, you know, if we're just looking at numbers, that's, you know, not terrible.
No.
So,
not at all, but
I mean, then again, you have to kind of look. Just looking at the numbers, if looking at, you know, who Kansas has played, they've, you know, barely averaged 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Like
barely scraping it.
Barely
scraping it.
Highest scoring was definitely against Texas last week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I'm Kansas, I'm rolling with Daniels because he has a hot hand right now. Like, you know, whether last week was a fluke or not, like, he won the ball game. You know, he did his job. He threw for over 300 yards. So, you know, if I'm Kansas, that's who I'm rolling with. Rolling with that guy.
For sure.
To see if he can pull it off again. But, you know, our defense is it's going to be interesting to see which TCU defense shows up Saturday.
Baylor defense?
Possibly.
Against the Baylor?
Possibly. We need that defense for sure.
Yeah.
We need that defense for sure.
Or should I say against Kansas State?
Ooh.
Which defense is showing up?
Man, I might have to put in a call. I might have to put in a call and see.
We need JD in here. We need you to just come back and play for us.
You know, I might have to see if old Jeremiah can pull some strings for me. I said Jeremiah like we on first name basis, but yeah.
I thought you were talking about the bullfrog.
Oh, no.
I know who you're talking about. But I was like, who?
No, Donati. JD the AD. Yeah, I might have to see if we can pull some strings for me. See if we can get a quarter in.
Yeah.
At least get a quarter in or something like that. So, but like I said, it'll be interesting to see which defense shows up for TCU. no, on Saturday. Absolutely. But like we said earlier, like we gotta pull this one off. Even if it's by 1 point, we gotta pull it off. We need it.
And so, you know, I actually am kind of thinking of a question for you as we're talking about this. So, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we're not, you know, standings wise, we're just one ahead. We're ninth in the Big 12 and they're 10th. But, you know, as a player, like mentally, how do you go into a game like this against a team who is 2-8 overall? I mean, like, do you go in with the same mentality as you would, you know, going against Oklahoma, who's 9-1, or, you know, because anything can happen in football, and we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like from a fan's perspective, we're just kind of like, eh, it's just Kansas, whatever. How, right, from right. like a player's perspective, do you guys go about that?
Well, I think individually, everybody is different. But I think from a team standpoint, I think you go into every game with the Oklahoma intensity, if that makes sense, right? Yep. Because to be honest, that's really the only difference. If we just kind of break it down to its core, is TCU versus Oklahoma is more intense than TCU versus Kansas is more intense, right? And the intensity doesn't necessarily come from the teams, it's more so the fans, the crowd, the stadium, ESPN, and everybody that's covering the game. That's where the intensity comes from. So, you know, I think from a player standpoint, I think you go into this game just like you would if you were playing a Oklahoma, because any given Saturday, you know, whoever has the most points is going to win, period. So, I think as a player, you go into this game with that same intensity as if you're playing Oklahoma. But I don't think you downplay it because the competition may not be as good, you know. From a fan perspective, it's just intensity. Like, how intense is this game going to be compared to, you know, a guy with a helmet on? It's like, I got to do my job. We have to win the game, period. So. I think they go into this game with the same mentality, especially, you know, trying to shake back from last week. Like, I would want to take my anger out on somebody, and what better team to do that, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, you know, especially too, coming off of, you know, their win, so, and our tough loss. So, yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. That's interesting.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we gotta, at least I hope that's the plan. Like, we can take our anger out on them for last week.
Yep. That would be nice. I mean, we're projected to win, but, you know, I'm sure Texas was projected to win also, so we'll see.
That is very true. Very true. Any given Saturday.
Any given Saturday. I love that. All right, guys. Well, the Kansas Jayhawks are coming to Fort Worth this Saturday to take on TCU. The game is set for 3 p.m. at Amanji Carter Stadium. We will be back on Monday to recap that game, which will hopefully be a win. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, let us know any questions that you guys have about this game or the program in general, and we'll answer them for you guys. But for now, until next time.